diabetes, which we've kind of covered, so it's going on to the brown rice and having the chia seed.
For the
diabetes. And the other thing that...
And then the muslin too, you can alternate that one for breakfast or dinner. The muslin, the one we eat in the morning.
You can have that for breakfast. So it's usually for breakfast, rice for breakfast, and then the next day rice for breakfast and rice for...
The lunch time. Okay, lunch time and dinner time. You can stick with the brown rice.
Right.
But for the breakfast, you can alternate either brown rice soup or muslin. The brown rice sometimes, if you have a time, you can eat it like the rice, the brown rice at lunch. But if you want, you can take it out and you add a little bit more water and you cook it more so it becomes softer.
Mm-hmm.
And you can add some carrot or some beetroot in there for the supper or for the breakfast. That means you can alternate. You can add something else more.
Right.
To make it more variety.
Okay. And the other thing was, now I've just been diagnosed that because of... I've started getting aches and pains in my joints.
Mm-hmm.
So they've just diagnosed and said I've got the factor for rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah.
It's only borderline, but they've said it's positive now. So
the brown rice will get rid of that right away.
As well.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you don't eat sugar or caffeine and milk, especially sugar is the worst one to call that one. And then when you change to the brown rice, it will help that one right away.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed on your list there's certain things for the arthritis is not to eat, which is the tomatoes and...
Yeah, and any salad, any brown, anything, especially during the winter time, okay, the fall and the winter and the evening. When you want to eat fruit, eat in the morning only, don't eat in the afternoon.
Right.
When you want to eat salad, eat at lunch only, and during the spring and the summer only. The other way, you can eat salad. That means, okay, you have the soup really hot, and you dip the salad in there for a few minutes and you eat. So it will let zinc. Uh-huh. But it's not really well cooked, so it's gone under the vitamin.
Right.
And during the fall and winter, don't eat fresh salad. Don't eat tomato. Don't eat eggplant. Don't eat cucumber, because you have the chia seed and the flaxseed will help you for the high blood pressure, so you don't have to worry about the spinach or the salad or the cucumber. You can use pepper green, you can use celery, you can use black mushroom, all that for the high blood pressure, but it's still neutral or a little bit more positive.
Okay, what about fasting for diabetics? Is that still okay or not?
It's okay, but instead that people will fast completely with the water, you can fast with the chia seed, and with the apple juice, with orange juice, and with beetroot and carrot juice. Yeah,
right.
So you still can fast. Mm-hmm.
Just use the juice.
Yeah, with juice instead of the regular water, and you have a chia seed in that to maintain the balanced sugar level, so you're okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I hope okay. After a few months, you will send me an email. You kick up on a medication. Maximum 3 months.
Give it a try. Yeah.
No, actually not 3 months. 3 months that before people are really obese, and you are really good shape. Mm-hmm. For the glucophore, after 2 weeks, you can kick up. Now you cut it down. You take one in the morning, one half in the morning, maybe one at lunch, and one half in the evening, for 2 or 3 days, when you start to have a chia seed. After 3 days, and you kick off half in lunch time, so you only have half morning, half lunch, half dinner. 2 or 3 more days and you get rid of the lunch. You just have a breakfast and dinner, and after another 2 days and you kick up. You will see.
So just come off.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And the same for the blood pressure and
the blood pressure is easier. The blood and the simvastatin, okay, you can get it off right away.
Straight away.
You don't need to take it slowly. That one, okay, you can kick it up right away. The blood pressure after 3 days or a week, the same thing. You take, how many you take right now? You take Norva?
Simvastatin, I just take.
That is for cholesterol?
Yeah.
That is cholesterol.
Oh, for blood pressure?
No, simvastatin, not for blood pressure. For what medication you take for blood pressure?
And lidocaine.
Amlodipine, how many? 5 or 10?
It's 5.
5? Okay, anything else?
And just aspirin, 75 milligrams.
Oh, aspirin. Okay, aspirin. You may retain that one for a while before you can get along with on the green stuff. Okay, and after that, okay, you don't need that. But the aspirin one tablet, no problem. But the amlodipine and the simvastatin, you can kick it up right away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry. That is too low, though. That's just the psychosis. Right. It's nothing with 5 milligrams and 20 milligrams for simvastatin.
Right.
And if you want, okay, you can get one white bean with the garlic, one Thai only.
Once a month,
one per month, okay, and that's it.
Yeah. And exercising with the arthritis, is it better just to work through the pain or to
work through
the pain?
But slowly.
But just take slowly, it slower.
Yeah, and then maybe after you exercise, especially at night time, you may have a ginger. Find out the really mature one, the one with a lot of fiber. Okay, you go to, I think any store they have that, not only the Asian store, but the Western store they have a ginger too. And you put in the motor, you grind it, and don't need too much, just about your thumb enough. You grind in the motor, you have about half teaspoon of table salt in there. And you have about a teaspoon of sesame oil. You mix with all that, and then you rub to on the joint wherever you feel pain or inflammation. And if you can, you could put in there, and you have a napkin, and you wrap it, and you have the plastic like we cover the foot. We wrap it, leave it overnight. Right. Yeah, only a few times, and you see it gone on the pain and inflammation.
What's that? Just 1 teaspoon. Table salt?
Half teaspoon of table salt only.
Half teaspoon, so 1 teaspoon.
1 teaspoon of sesame oil.
Oil.
And with about a size of your thumb, ginger. Put in the motor, you grind the ginger with the scissor, with the salt first, and after it really fine, and it come out of juice from the ginger, and you can add the sesame oil in that, and you mix completely, and you apply, you rub on that area, and have a napkin, hold it, and have the plastic, hold it. And this one, let's just see your finger, what's wrong? Oh, you get something...
Yeah, something that's gradually
broken.
Grown, it's gradually grown out.
You put the, you have the... lemon, apple cider vinegar, you soak it, that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Bicarbonate, sodium bicarbonate. You put in the warm hot water and you soak that one, your finger in there. And then after you dry it up, you can apply the sesame oil on top of that, and in the area below it, between the skin, the flat, and the fingernail, apply sesame oil.
And that's the cold pressed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Get in touch, and then send me the result. All right.
Yeah. Good. Thank you.
I mentioned that my daughter has chronic fatigue.
Yeah.
And after listening to all your talks about diet and everything, I realised that there are lots of things that I could do to try and...
How old is she? 30-something right now?
She's 26.
Yeah.
And
she must have something very stressful lately before she have that coming up.
Well, she was very, very active, very, very busy. And she completed her degree, and she went and did a pilgrimage to Santiago to across there, you know, walking. And her feet were really, really bad, but she pushed herself and did it, you know, and was very pleased on it. And then she started a job, and then she got glandular fever. And then after that, it went into this chronic fatigue, and it's sort of 4 years now. She is improving, but she still has to use a wheelchair, and she spends a lot of the time in her bedroom and sitting on the bed.
Yeah, she stretched her body too much.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that means she put it too much. It looked like I have one of my patients, only 25 years old, in Switzerland. Mm. She going to law school. Same thing. She put too much and she have a stomach cancer.
Oh, dear.
And removed the whole stomach at the year 28 years old.
Oh,
lucky
dear.
She still survived, but she's still pushing and pushing, so stressful. And I just saw her last year, and oh my goodness, you will die. Not only stomach, now they will remove your liver and your kidney.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but yeah, the problem because she stretched her body too much.
Mm.
Now, 4 years sitting in a wheelchair already? Oh.
Well, she can walk a bit. She can walk small distances.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's got
okay,
herself
so that,
a little pushing
so,
thing to
help.
So that's
how now, okay, she can
and she sings and she plays the piano and she sews.
Mm-hmm.
So she uses, she makes use of her sedentary existence to do things.
Yeah. What they call the quantum physics. Quantum physics or the chumming, she had to imagine, just tell her, okay, now she had to have a very positive attitude, very positive mind. And if, I don't know, I can have a retreat on the psychology, if you want to take her to Plum Village, but it's too busy there, it's too busy for that kind of people. But otherwise, okay, she needs to have a good environment for people to encourage her and relax and enjoy with the nature. Yeah, and she's still
she
young.
She needs to get outside.
Yeah,
more.
She needs to get outside more, especially now, okay, during the really nice weather out here.
Yeah,
let's have someone okay really patient and know how to encourage her. Yeah, that is the only important point. Diet is important, but because she stretched her mind and her body too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's lucky she still have kind of optimistic attitude now.
She's got quite a good attitude,
otherwise, okay, it will push her down completely.
Yeah.
So try to encourage her on that aspect and tell her to, you can do that. Okay, just go. And sometimes you can take her for a walk with you for a short distance and try to encourage her.
Mm.
Yeah, and slowly, okay, she can overcome that. And the diet, try to give her completely brown rice diet.
Brown rice.
Don't give her any incomplete one. Give her all complete food. Brown rice, vegetable. Select the good one and use the complete one. The whole peel, the whole thing, the top and the bottom. Okay, and cook simply.
Like you were saying.
Yeah, cook very simply because we want it come back to reset the body. It's really important that one. The more complicated process, the more complicated cooking, it makes the body get confused and the complicated issue. So complete and simple.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you can give her carrot, beetroot, almond, walnut, kidney bean, that means black bean, red bean, all that, and seaweed.
I've never bought seaweed.
Seaweed, you go to...
Does it get different types of seaweed?
Right, it has many types, but don't buy the pre-made one, the one they make for sushi, you know?
Oh, yes,
Japanese, okay, they make that in a sheet. Okay, don't buy that one.
No.
Okay, it's expensive and a lot of chemical in there.
Right.
Buy the fresh one. It's not fresh, but the whole one. That means when you go to that, you will see it may have the round shape, and it's tiny. Okay, and they put it together like a cake.
like a cake.
Uh-huh. But that one is not really good either. Just buy the flat one.
Flat.
Yeah. And you look through the cover.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You will see it look like a leaf. A leaf.
A leaf.
Yeah, a leaf. It's long, it's big, but they had to fold it. They fold it into...
An unfolded leaf.
Yeah, the folded leaf.
What color is it?
Dark green or the dark brown.
Right.
Just go to any
Asian supermarket.
Yeah, Asian supermarket. That you ask for the seaweed, mm-hmm. and it will show you many kinds of seaweed, but right. select the whole one, the
right.
big one.
Okay.
It's flat. The width is about this much,
mm-hmm.
and the length about that.
Right. And
okay.
what do you do with it?
They fold it. Okay, when you go home, okay, you can open it.
Yeah.
And you take it out and you just cut, I think, that much, only mm-hmm. that side enough, and you just wash it. And you chop it small speed, and you put in, you cook with the black bean or with the red bean for her.
Right.
And after the bean is well cooked, and you can add maybe some, one day you put carrot in that, the other day you may put broccoli, or the other day you can put the beetroot in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a okay. little bit salt in that, a
yeah.
little bit sesame oil and olive oil on the top,
mm-hmm.
and that's it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. My husband has chronic fatigue as well.
Yeah.
He had it years ago, soon after we got married, because he's an academic, and he overused his brain too much.
Yeah.
And he got it.
Mm-hmm.
And
too stressful, it had that problem.
And he had it badly for 7 years, and then he managed it. But last November, he had a relapse. He got completely, his brain was just, you know, he just couldn't work at all. And he's only just starting to improve. Is there anything that I can do for him?
For him, it takes longer for recovery. The same thing, okay, the diet.
Yeah.
But have to show him how to do the relaxation. Like try to sit in meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Let the body and the mind really calm. And for your daughter, the same thing. Just tell
yes.
her, okay, so she needs to alternate between the activity for fun, for exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, don't go over that too much.
No.
You have to have some time at least twice a day. Relax. Let her show her the technique.
Yeah.
Just follow her breath.
Yeah.
Okay, sitting yeah. or lying, whatever. But follow her breath in and out. Make sure it go down to the belly.
Mm.
And as much as possible, okay, think it go down to her toe.
Right.
Not only to the belly, but think the air, the energy, it flow down there. And relax. Don't let any thought or anything invade in that. When it come in and it distract her intention, her attention, okay, and just have to come back to follow her breath.
Mm.
Okay, that is simple technique. Just follow her breath. Whenever it have any distraction thought, okay, bring it back by follow her breath and intend it go down to her toe. And also tell her okay, to exercise air by cycling more.
Cycling in the air?
Yeah, that means okay,
right.
she can lay down on
yeah.
her
right.
trunk, her back, and do by cycling on the air. Okay, so you can exercise like that. And
that's
imagine that the energy, it go out to the tip of her toe. By
right.
imagine that, okay, the energy will automatically go out there slowly.
Right. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And for your husband, okay, but he stressed too much and he older, so it takes longer time for recovery. But only concentrate on the central nervous system because he still can move, right?
Yes. Yes.
But only the nerve system it's too stressful, so it blocked completely. And then also change the diet to have the blood flow faster, more to that area. Yeah. All
right? Right.
And for you, yield the oil. It's too rice skin. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, you have. This one, use sesame oil, apply on that.
Yes, I've made a note of sesame
oil. Yeah, okay,
yes.
That's really good.
Yes.
You will see change after 2-3 days, change right
brilliant.
Away.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I think it's the stress of looking after
them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.